It is 5:10 here on All in a Day. A group of firefighters in the Napanee area have been watching the bushfires sweep across southeastern Australia, wishing they could help. And that's because they have invented a product they say can put out wildfires faster, more effectively, and without the toxic chemicals in commonly used fire suppressants. But getting the product in the hands of the firefighters over there is another matter. CBC reporter Julie Ireton recently traveled to the Napanee area to talk to the inventors. She's with me in studio now. Hi there.
Hi.
So I think, first of all, we need to just talk about what they made. What have these firefighters created?
Well, they've created a product called EcoGel.
EcoGel.
And I've seen it. It looks like creamed honey or thick, creamy salad dressing.
Okay.
And the folks behind this patented gel say that their many years putting out fires themselves motivated them to develop this new product. One of the co-founders is Zachary Hodgen. He's the vice president of product development at Fire Rain in Napanee. He's also a volunteer firefighter in his community, but he used to work as an industrial paramedic. He's been a firefighter in the forests of Manitoba, as well as the city of Belleville. And for years, Hodgen was exposed to chemicals in the commonly used fire suppressants.
In my experience with Manitoba conservation in particular, I had been dropped on and seen foam dropped from aircraft, seeing how it was used on fires, and thought, well, there's got to be a better way. It evaporates quickly, and from what we saw on the ground, wasn't actually much better than water. We didn't, you know, wear gloves around those products. You know, we were told it was safe. Internally, they said, you know, don't use it close to water, you know, due to the you know, concerns with aquatic life and fish. That was known then, but I didn't know, and I'm sure most of my colleagues didn't realize that it was actually of concern to the firefighters as well.
So what is the concern, though?
Well, for many years, airports and fire departments have used fire-suppressing foams in training to smother flames, especially those involving fuel or vehicles.
And but, I think we're pretty familiar with that image,
sure,
right?
Sure, seeing that foam coming out, right? But in recent years, we've also become more aware of the concerns around the toxins in those foams. And you may recall stories at Smiths Falls. Just outside of Smiths Falls, firefighters had battled a huge blaze there at a flea market on Highway 43 in the fall of 2017. And then just hours after the fire was out, toxic foam was found in residential wells. It was actually pouring out of taps. Residents couldn't drink the water, they couldn't use it or bathe in it, and the community is still dealing with those toxins. So this is the kind of contamination that was on the minds of Hodgson and the team as they did their research and development and created EcoGel.
It is 100% plant-based. We came up with a solution to toxic firefighting foams that are currently in use, and we wanted to make a product that was safe enough to eat.
Well, we are not going to be featuring it on Diaz for dinner anytime soon. One would not want to eat this, right?
I didn't bring samples for you to taste.
Excellent.
No,
excellent. Okay. But,
you know, the ingredients are food grade. So it's things like cornstarch, canola oil, and guar gum that are in the recipe. And these are things we do find in our food products. So like the other fire suppressants, it's mixed with water and sprayed on a fire. In fact, several volunteer fire departments around Napanee, Kingston, and Peterborough are now using the product. I visited the Stone Mills Department northwest of Kingston, and I spoke to the fire chief there, Jeff Thompson.
I guess we started 2 years ago. We hooked up our first unit in the Enterprise Station. We're, you know, protecting the environment. A lot of rural departments, our stations are on wells, and we have a lot of lakes and rivers around, so we thought it was a good step forward. Currently, we've used it, I think, 3 times, and it's worked very well. We're a lot quicker. We're using less water. You know, our volunteers are in and out.
So Kingston sounds happy, but when it comes to the company's claims about it being ecologically sound, safe enough to eat, as you said, does anyone back up those claims?
Well, University of Guelph scientists tested the environmental toxicity of several fire-suppressing products on the market, including this EcoGel. Ryan Prosser is the environmental sciences professor who oversaw that research, and it focused on the product's effects on aquatic life.
There was a real range, quite a range in toxicity. across the five or six products that we tested it, some of them were, you know, considerably more toxic than others. Ecogel actually turned out to be, in most cases, the least toxic of the six that we tested. But there was quite a range, you know, like 100 times, 1,000 times difference in toxicity between the least and most toxic. So that was kind of interesting. We thought they might fall out and have similar toxicities because they're produced for similar function, but their toxicities were quite varied. And then for the most part, Ecogel was the least toxic.
Now, there was another study carried out by the Applied Science Lab at Kingston's St. Lawrence College, and it tested the effectiveness of three different products when it comes to actually putting out the fires. And in that controlled evaluation, the researchers found that Ecogel showed comparable, if not better, knockdown time and water-saving performance than similar commercially available gels or foam agents that are used by firefighting agencies.
Hmm. Okay, so studies and tests have been done.
Mm-hmm.
Least toxic seems like it's panning out.
Right.
Municipal fire departments are using this Ecogel developed in Napa Nee. But what about on the big wildfires that we're seeing? Actually, even just during fire season in Canada,
sure.
Right? Or right now in
California,
yeah.
Australia, BC, yeah.
Can it be used there?
This is where the regulations get a little bit more complicated. As you mentioned, municipal departments can use this product, and that's okay. But in order to use it on provincial wildfires in Canada or on fires abroad, this new product will need certification from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Hodgin says Canada doesn't have its own certification process.
So now the product is where it needs to be in terms of, you know, the physical characteristics. Now we're actually working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and trying to get on their qualified products list to actually have the product approved for dropping from aircraft on wildfires. It does seem a little strange that we have to go to the United States to certify our product to have it dropped on Canadian soil. But looking at the efforts that are happening internationally, you do need to have products that are plug and play with international jurisdictions.
So right now, FireRain is seeking investors and partners, raising money to go through this very costly certification process. Hmm. It is hoping that eventually it will be licensed to develop its product in places like Australia. And FireRain is also proposing a pilot project with Ontario's Ministry of Natural Resources. In the meantime, it is selling a fire prevention product called Hotworks, and it's a spray that can be used in areas where sparks could fly during a construction work, if you're doing torch work or grinding or plumbing in a confined space. And a video that shows just how that spray works is in my story on our website.
Must be kind of frustrating, though, for them to be seeing things like the wildfires and knowing they've got this product that they think could really be helping.
It is, and because these guys are wildfire firefighters, or have been, and then they're seeing the devastation going on in Australia and know that they feel that they have something that could help. But they said perhaps these events are not going to end. We're going to keep seeing them, so that's why they keep going.
All right, Julie, thank you, as
You're
always.
Welcome.
You can check out Julie's full story at cbc.ca/Ottawa, with, as she mentioned, includes video there. And Julie is a senior reporter here at CBC.